USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on and see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. A group of them have issued a statement saying talk is cheap, but defending our country is not. A presidential commission will spend the next 6 months looking at the future of the Supreme Court. The commission will consider many things about the Supreme Court, including expanding the number of justices and possibly having term limits for them. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
President Biden submitted his first budget request to Congress, in which he's proposing a 16% increase in domestic spending and asking for less defense spending than former President Trump did. In a 58-page, $1.5 trillion budget request for 2022, more money would go toward domestic programs to reduce poverty, strengthen environmental protection, and aid in public education. People are asking if former President Trump is planning to run for president again in 2024. A former staffer says maybe, as we hear from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Mark Meadows, former chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration, said that the former president is better than 50-50 to run again for president. Meadows said this week, "I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The husband of Her Majesty the Queen, Prince Philip, has passed away, according to an announcement by Buckingham Palace. He was 99. The Duke of Edinburgh died after spending weeks in London hospitals and undergoing an unspecified heart procedure on March 4th for a pre-existing condition. In a statement, Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness Prince Philip." Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was the longest-serving consort in history and one of the last surviving people in this country to have served in the Second World War. In a statement, President Biden said, "On behalf of all the people of the United States, we send our deepest condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the entire royal family, and all of the people of the United Kingdom." He was born to Prince Andrew of Greece and Denmark and Princess Alice of Battenberg. He was in line for the thrones of both countries. Both Philip and his wife, Queen Elizabeth, are cousins, as they are both the grandchildren of Queen Victoria. Elizabeth ascended to the throne and Philip became her consort in 1952 when George VI died. The Queen is now the longest-serving monarch in English history. Philip will not have a state funeral and he will not lie in state. He will lie at rest in Windsor Castle ahead of the funeral at St. George's Chapel. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.